This is Fresh Air. The New York Times Magazine recently described Michel Houellebecq as France's most controversial and most celebrated novelist. His latest novel has just been released. It's called Annihilation. Because Houellebecq has declared this his final novel, our critic-at-large John Powers finds it an excellent occasion to examine why this cultural lightning rod has kept readers around the world fascinated for more than a quarter century.
Early in Michel Houellebecq's novel, Submission, its professor Hero talks about what makes a writer worth reading. An author is above all a human being, and whether he writes very well or very badly hardly matters, as long as he gets the book written and is present in them. It's strange that something so simple, so seemingly universal, should actually be so rare. Few writers are more present than Houellebecq, the international literary superstar who's one of the handful of writers who invariably jangles my nerve ends. Trenchantly ironic about our self-centered society, his novels are barracuda-toothed provocations, idea-laced fictions filled with dodgy sex, joyless masculinity, swipes at Islam, derision toward 60s freedoms, contempt for the media elite, attacks on the EU, and casual misanthropy. Houellebecq's surely the most acclaimed literary figure to have praised Donald Trump. In France, he's routinely called a genius, or a creep. In fact, his fiction is brainier, trickier, and more stimulating than his polarizing reputation suggests. It's not just that his novels have been eerily prophetic about what's happening in society. He cuts to the heart of things in a way that makes most of his American counterparts look like well-schooled functionaries, doodling prettily on the margins of life. A sense of doom, social and personal, looms over his new novel, Annihilation, which the 68-year-old Houellebecq has said will be his last. Although far from his best, it's a fascinating book tinged by mortality. You can feel this one-time bad boy crawling out of his comfort zone to do something he's pointedly not done before. Explore middle-class family life and the healing power of love. As usual, Annihilation features a decentered male hero. 50-ish Paul Raison is a high-level Paris bureaucrat who's in a sexless marriage to another bureaucrat, Prudence. Bored and vaguely disaffected, he doesn't believe in much of anything. Paul's going through the motions when his world starts falling apart. In the public sphere, there's a series of cyber attacks designed to send seismic shocks through the existing global order. In his personal life, his father has a stroke, and Paul's forced to engage with his family, especially the devoutly Catholic sister he's been largely ducking for years. Even as he's confronted by an often Byzantine medical system, he must deal with a group of anti-government radicals and a health crisis of his own. Although deftly translated by Sean Whiteside, Annihilation is slow getting started and too diffuse by half. I began skipping the boring dream sequences. But Houellebecq has always had one of those narrative voices that draws you in, as in this book's opening line. Particularly if you're single, some Mondays in late November or early December make you feel as if you're in death's waiting room. Houellebecq's major works, Atomized, Platform, Submission, and Serotonin, were all worshipped or reviled for their seeming cynicism. Yet beneath their dryly funny, sometimes shocking surfaces, they're the work of a radical conservative, to borrow a description Norman Mailer used of himself. Houellebecq's books dissect how, in our modern society, people, in particular men, feel hollowed out. Anything can happen in life, says the hero of Platform, especially nothing. No longer bound by the old religious, national, and tribal belief systems, Houellebecq's characters inhabit an atomized world whose individualism leads to the bleak consolations of technology, consumerism, and the soulless sex typified by pornography. His great satire, Submission, in which Islam takes over France, was pilloried as an attack on that religion. In fact, it's a book about a French culture so decadently anemic that it finds a kind of comfort living under the certainties of Sharia law. Dismissive of both the left and market-driven society, Houellebecq is such a sly and ambiguous writer that I'm not always sure when he's kidding. I often identify with his characters, and even when I find certain pages repellent, Houellebecq challenges my perceptions. He gets me asking whether I'm in touch with my real self, or whether I've unthinkingly donned a set of attitudes passed on by our culture. And in Annihilation, he surprised me. After a career spent, as he puts it, clearing away the sources of hollow optimism, he ends Paul Raison's story with some of the tenderest pages and tenderest sex of his career. This is a book about discovering the ties that bind and about letting yourself be bound by them. Filled with acceptance, if not serenity, it has the happiest ending you can have in a book by a writer who doesn't believe in happiness.
John Powers reviewed Annihilation by Michelle Welbeck. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, what it's like to have the power to investigate what's going on in government agencies like the FBI. Former Inspector General Glenn Fine talks about finding corruption and mismanagement in the Departments of Justice and Defense. His new book is Watchdogs. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.B. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.